Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden here on a Partay Friday. Just beautiful weather. Only in Colorado do you have days like today.
That's right.
December.
But that's right.
Who are we brought by, Julie?
Hey, we're brought to you by AmericaCitizenPress.com and Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. You had a great visit with Dr. Julie yesterday.
I did.
We were talking to Randy Corporan. He's like, I'm on my way to see you too.
Get Ron over there.
Hey, so today we're going to have coming up momentarily Representative Ron Hanks running for Senate. We'll talk to him about how that's going, as well as some other current events. And then at 3:30, Mitchell Gerber, he's with StopOrganHarvesting.org. He's going to be, I think, talking to us from Vietnam or someplace like that, talking about the forced organ harvesting going on in China. Now, so if you thought that, oh no, those Chinese guys, they're good.
So
yeah.
Nice.
It's, you know,
those rascally Russians you have to worry about.
That's right. The Russians, and why the Biden family's in bed with the Chinese, all of it there. But first wanted to bring on Ron Hanks.
And I'll introduce him. He's a representative down at the state capitol for Republicans. He's a senatorial candidate, and he's just an all around great guy who's running. He's now known as a guy shooting up the copier machine.
Hey, Ron, thank you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Yeah, it's true. I appreciate the kind words because I won't get them from the leftist media. So
But I want to start off. We have a mutual friend in Ben Nicholas, and I didn't get to go to the Adams County Executive Committee because it was my last one on the executive committee
last night.
But he said they had two candidates there, the Gino Capano and
Deborah Flora.
Mm-hmm. And he asked them, would you support Mitch McConnell
if you got elected?
And he said they spent endless time dancing around and everybody's going, wait a minute, they're not answering the question. So we'll start off with one for you. Would you support Mitch McConnell if you get elected to the U.S. Senate?
For majority leader, presumably you're asking, answer is no. You know, if I were to give a longer answer, it would be hell no. I've been disappointed, we all have, with Mitch McConnell long enough. I mean, what more do we need to see to make a decision on this? Now, I know it is a kind of a risky comment in some people's estimation to make such a bold statement, but the reality is he's been there a really long time. We know exactly who he is. Why mince words about this? You know, we'd obviously have to look and see who the roster is, who would be willing to run for majority leader, because
who could be worse?
Yeah.
Maybe Barbara Mikulski. I mean,
yeah.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do Romney either, just for the record. That's a hell no. You know, I would look for kind of a Ted Cruz model. I don't know that Ted would do it. On the other hand, there are other good candidates, but we have to look at the roster. But McConnell's time is over, as far as I'm concerned, and especially if 2022 goes as we think it will, he has no business being the mouthpiece and the face of the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate.
All right. Well, perfect answer for that. Now we wanted to, Chuck always throws surprise questions at people, so thank you for answering that. What I wanted to talk to you about, so if folks haven't been paying attention, there was a rally in Mesa County Wednesday for Sharona Bishop, America's mom, who was raided by the FBI for supporting parental rights, and Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk and recorder, who's been under siege by the liberal media for calling for election integrity. But the Colorado Sun, Ron, I don't know what the heck is going up there in Mesa County. The Colorado Sun breathlessly reported that at this rally Wednesday, people were, I cannot believe it, quoting the Bible, quoting the Bible. They actually held hands. And then at the end, to top it all off, this is unbelievable, they sang God Bless America.
Clearly insurrectionist.
Clearly insurrect.
I mean, and the article is hilarious.
The article's so snarky.
So unprofessional, poorly edited, pathetic, biased, and unintentionally hilarious. But you were at the rally. What happened?
Was all of this god-awful behavior going on there? We're talking about Bible quoting, praying,
singing.
Nobody, you know.
They didn't burn down a damn thing. I mean, what are they there for?
No, you know, it was reminiscent of the Tea Party movement back 10 years ago. They left the front of the building better than we found it. You know, we picked up after ourselves. Yeah, good people. I mean, the media is a disgrace, and they actually got their hats handed to them. Sean Smith did a pretty good job of excoriating Ashby out of the Grand Junction Sentinel, I believe it is, who's been one of the Lion Media Yellow Journalist all-stars over there. And it looked like they had a couple of minions, you know, circling around, and they were, and they always are friendly enough when they're talking to you, but you can see, you can see the long knife in their back pocket. You know, that's, I mean, you know who they are, and there are no surprises. Our media is a joke. It's a mouthpiece for the Democrats or the Marxist mouthpiece. I don't know. The Democrat Party isn't what it used to be. You know,
well, they hid their agenda a little better.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too. And it's like, and they're not just, you know, a figurative mouthpiece. They're a literal mouthpiece. We had our guest Daniel Greenfield on the other day talking about foreign billionaires funneling dark money into projects, including places like, now, I don't know him directly, but there are these progressive rich people who fund organizations like the Colorado Sun, right? So you look at it and it would think, well, they're just at least an attempting to be objective reporter, but they're not. They're getting paid by these far left groups.
And well, I mean, there's Colorado Sun is supported by, I think it's called Omnivision, or I'm not sure what the name it is, but they're the one they all pour the money in. Soros pours money in. Catherine Murdoch poured a lot of money in, and then they in turn fund the Colorado Sun.
But so it was just,
you get objective, as they like to say, objective truth.
Objective truth. And then, and it's just outrageous because, you know, the article is so snarky, like saying, oh my God, they were praying. Yeah, you know, they were quoting the Bible. It's like, how dare they quote the Bible? And I've been saying, you know, we need all the help we can get, and it doesn't get much better than God. And I used to believe a long time ago that politics, God didn't play in politics, but I've said this before, we're not talking just politics anymore. We're talking a fight between good and evil, between right and wrong. And I think if the Democrats are smart, they would be throwing out a few prayers too, except for they don't believe in God anymore. Well,
they are to the devil.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And the party's so different. You know, one of my grandfathers was a Democrat, well, you know, but that was back in the day, you know.
He used to be one.
Okay, well, I mean, the party their party has gone astray. There were good people there. I saw nothing that embarrassed me or that I was concerned about or that we needed to double check. And I will say, for a Wednesday event, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You should have come to New York City, where I was born, if you want to find Democrats doing awful things, even back many years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Truman era as the halcyon days, and he has an excellent library out in Independence, Missouri. I think of all the presidential libraries I've been to, I liked his, you know, but I know that the party was dirty back then. But
let him finish.
He was part of the Pendergast gang in Missouri. He was as rotten as they came.
But he was a nice guy in public. No, but go on, but you were starting to talk about the rally, so go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, for a Wednesday in Grand Junction, you know, not an easy drive for anybody. There were over 20 counties, 20 of 64 counties in Colorado were represented. And, that's who they had up there singing God Bless America at the end, were the representatives from those different counties. And that's pretty remarkable to me. And I think it's just indicative of this movement growing. We know that the majority of Americans now know that we've had fraudulent elections, and you can see by the behavior of the Secretary of State and the minions working for as and in collusion that they're nervous, and they're nervous by the evidence that's still out there. And sorry, I'm shaking my table here.
That's right. We do that all the time too.
Yeah. Makes the mountains look like we're having a real rugged quake here, but no, it's people are waking up, and I have to believe we're in for a rough winter, but by spring, the majority we currently have is going to be a super majority where people have realized this Democrat Party has played some dirty pool. We're now paying California prices for gasoline, and you know, it's a big awakening happening here. And by springtime, I got to say, I think the majority of Colorado, we can turn this red again. The race against Bennett's a very winnable race.
Well, let me see. I see you were looking too. So Barney is saying Peter Boyles, he's talking about, says no way. Butt clown. I think he's referring
Billy,
to Peter's.
Billy.
Yeah, no. Billy the butt clown. Second yeah. that. Well, you know, and I think I agree with you, Ron. And you can see that's why they're doubling down. Why on earth is the FBI raiding Sharona, knocking down the door
of
and
America's
handcuffing
mom. America's symbolic.
Mom. I mean, you know, meanwhile, they're letting the guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, he's going free on bail, right? So he can plow over. Well, I guess his SUV was free on bail and is the one that killed everybody. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. Look at, as we're hearing all the stuff coming out of the Epstein trial, the fact that the DOJ let him have a plea agreement is astonishing. So that's right. If you're a pedophile, if you're a sex trafficker, if you're a murderer, all of that's okay.
As long as you're politics.
But if you question whether or not you as a parent should have something to say in your kid's education, you're a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. Tina Peters had the gall, for God's sakes, to back up
the computer.
The computer files, and all of a sudden she's a domestic. Oh, no. You, I understand, are now an insurrectionist again, too. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm back on the books, apparently. I mean, I was wondering when that would pop back up, but so be it. You know, they won't say it to my face, but so that's just the world we live in. You know, I worry about the FBI. I feel sorry for the agents that have retired from that organization and left it in good condition and how it's decayed and become weaponized certainly under Biden and likely under Obama, as was the IRS under his administration. I'll call his an administration because we don't have the depth of evidence that we have, but this is an unelected installed agent of a foreign power in my estimation. So he is the Biden regime, and we have got to put some brakes on this until we can figure out ways to eject them.
You know, I think you have a point too about the spring. Look at the jobs report that came out today. It was like, I mean, some like 300,000 fewer jobs than they expected. And what, 20,000, they lost 20,000 jobs in retail in November. We're gearing up for the Christmas season. And the Biden administration says, oh, it's COVID and it's unvaccinated people. No, it's not. It's that because inflation, when you have the price of eggs go up, when gasoline goes up, when you go to the grocery store, and I go to the grocery store twice a week, and
twice
a day, it seems like. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. You go to the stores, not only is there nothing in the stores, you try to find those little candy canes to stick. That's, I spent all morning trying to find those to stick in front of our house for Christmas lights, right? Nowhere, gone. They're all gone. There's nothing there people may not care. If you're the average person out there, I submit, you know, you're not really worried about whether you run or an insurrectionist. You're worried about, hey, what are you going to do about the economy? What are you going to do about gas prices? What are you going to do about crime in our streets? All these teenage kids getting shot in Aurora. you know, the school is like, oh, well, maybe we'll keep them in it, you know, in the
hall. Shoot each other in the halls.
That'll solve it. Just don't let them leave the campus. Exactly. So they can shoot them in front of the school. It's like people get what's going on. And people like you, you know, you don't need to worry about, you know, they can all they want talk about, oh, insurrection and the big lie and la, la, la. Nobody's listening to that. People are just, I think, paying attention to what's going on in their lives. And it's not good under Democrats.
Attention,
yeah. At this point, it's a badge of honor. I mean, if you're being called names by the Marxist media, it's a badge of honor. You know, we have so many national security issues here. It isn't just a military readiness and wokeness concern, but, you know, elections are national security. Energy independence is national security. The border is national security. And frankly, our ability to manufacture in this country is we have to get back to that, or we are going to see all of our candy canes and supplies sitting on a barge out waiting to get offloaded by a port owned by the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, you've got some events coming up. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yeah, well, I should tell you too about that the lawsuit that we filed. On the 19th of November, it was filed in Denver court, and I would invite everybody to go look at the lawsuit and all the exhibits. I have put it on my website, which is hanks4colorado.com, and that's hanks forcolorado.com. On there, too, is my letter to Joe Biden, which has gone viral from December 11th, when Afghanistan was still in our memory banks and very recent. And, you know, think about that, too, by the way. We still have Americans over there.
That's right.
And
I read they have the Taliban has killed more than 100 that they can verify former people who were with the police and worked for the Americans, right? And I thought they were our friends. I thought they told us that they weren't going to do that.
Yeah. Well, the Marxist media, by the way, doesn't bother to cover it. And so here we are. And so it's no problem for Joe Biden because he's got his henchmen in the trenches. But
what's
yeah,
the basis that lawsuit, of the lawsuit. Tell us about the lawsuit.
Well, in as much as I can say, it is comprehensive. It's it was amended once. I'm the legislator on it, but there are three county commissioners that are on it. There are two county clerks that are on it. One that uses Dominion and one that uses Clear Ballot. So. It is a remarkable document. I think there's 161 facts of the case, points on there, three major claims. And I would invite everybody to go look at it.
What are the three major claims? Yeah.
Well, I'm suing the Secretary of State. We are suing the Secretary of State. The best thing I would say, Chuck, is... there are press releases out on that case.
Memorized?
No. Yeah, and you
but
know,
he's
again,
a lawyer, I think, yeah.
Again, on the advice of counsel, I don't want to get too deep into
right.
it.
But you know that a publicly filed complaint is you can't be sued for libel, you can't be sued for anything else. It's a public document, but I understand it's a lot of legal gibberish.
Well, I think what we've seen is, and I can say this, Dominion's come after anybody that moves and breathes against them, and their lawsuits, by the way, I've never read such a bizarre complaint as the one they've filed against Salem. I mean, it's just not none of it, a lot of it wouldn't even ever be allowable in court, so I understand your hesitancy. But at least you have filed. There's a lawsuit against the Secretary of State. You can get the background, hanksforcolorado.com.
Who are the attorneys right. on
it? Say again, I'm sorry.
Who are the attorneys for you?
John Case is the attorney listed on the front page. So
he's a good lawyer. He's a very good lawyer.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. After all of this, it's nice to get nice to get an endorsement on the side. Good man. Hey, the other events that I might bring up to you, and I do thank you for asking, is on the 7th of December in Colorado Springs at the Fervent Church, We will have a, it's called the Colorado Elections Citizens Forum. And we're going to have experts, we're going to have witnesses, people that have filed affidavits and, you know, for anomalies that they've seen. And just for background, Nevada had one on the 1st of December. We're next. Arizona's after us. And it's going to just go through a sequential here. I think Texas, Wisconsin, and a couple other states. The idea, and this may end up happening again, you know, a second round as more people come to notice this one and want to have another. We'll probably do it on the western slope would be my estimation. But this one, 7 December in Colorado Springs at the Fervent Church.
Okay.
Starts around 4 o'clock. And I should mention, this is not my event, but the day before in El Paso County, there's going to be at the very same location, the GOP executive meeting. And, you know, Vicky Tompkins has always taken some sort of either direct fire or mortar barrage. And looks like that's coming again. And it would be nice to pack the place with people who just want to see how sausage is made in El Paso County. You know, I have a lot of confidence in Vicky Tompkins, nice lady. And,
We've had her on numerous times.
I want to see how this turns out. I can mention also with regard to election integrity, I'm going to present a bill that is a clone of one that Mark Fincham out of Arizona has put together. He's a representative also running for Secretary of State down there, and he's put a lot of work into anti-counterfeit ballot paper. And that is an important thing. Our ballots should be as secure and non-reproducible as American
currency. Yeah, like the water. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Well, because I know given, you know, you read some of the things that are happening and some of the money that Democrats are pouring into, you know, checking voter rolls, paying thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for voter rolls, looking specifically for people who are registered but didn't vote. And you will ask yourself, why are they doing that? I wonder. And
encourage them to vote.
Well, no. And, you know, and all of a sudden these people suddenly are voting by the tens of thousands in elections and they've never bothered to vote before. I was thinking about that myself. It's like, why are we voting on ballots that aren't, I mean, how hard would it be to watermark something or do whatever, you know, to make it, you know, I could put a little stamp on my Rumble video so people can't take it. You'd think we could do that with the ballots.
That's not a good
and we can. And I would encourage everybody to go look up what Mark Fincham has done. I don't have the website, but it wouldn't be hard to find. And maybe I can before I end here. But it is watermarks. It's a hologram. Ultraviolet light will display fibers in it, and it costs 25 cents a ballot. And again, elections are national security issues here, and we need to be thinking about them in those terms. I mean, California did that recall where they decided to up the game and have people print their own ballots and bring them in, you know. Asinine. And then the idea of text to vote, I guess the County Clerk Association president Matt Crane is an advocate and a consultant for that.
Who's and former his wife is a Dominion person, right? Am I right about that? Just for the record, so people don't know. Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff they're proposing is just ridiculous. Well, Rob, we only have a couple more minutes with you, so let me kind of get back to what Chuck asked you at the beginning with Mitch McConnell, because one of the things when you said no, you would not support him, one of the things the swamp does is, and I'm sure this is why people were hesitant, and thank goodness, you know, you're brave enough, is because Mitch McConnell controls the Republican Senate campaign funds, right? So you say, no, I wouldn't support him. I imagine you probably, if you get the nomination, will not be getting a check from Mitch McConnell for saying that. But that's how the swamp protects itself. And that's why it's so important to have people like you who say, not only no, but hell no.
Yeah. And caucuses matter, primaries matter. I mean, if we just keep letting these standard establishment candidates get through to the end, this doesn't get better, because the Republican Party is no model of virtue either. And, we have got to get people. See, one of the things I'm trying to tell people is I don't really want this job. And that's exactly the type of guy you want in that position, because, look, I don't need my kids to go through Kidwell Friends or whatever school Chelsea Clinton went
to. Sidwell. I have a lot of cousins who went through Sidwell Friends.
Well, then in that case, I would draw the comment. No, my point is my kids are grown. This isn't a social step upward for me. This is an extension of military service. And I think we need to get more candidates through the primary process that want to do this and come home again. The citizen legislator of the early days, of Washington and the founders.
Nope, I think you're right. Well, one more time, then. What's your website?
I'm sure you have more money than you could use, but could you use a little money to help you out?
Where can people donate?
I'd be grateful. You know, my last one, when I ran for the state house, I paid for it largely out of my own pocket because of COVID. I was noticing some of the seniors were sending a check after the pensions came out, and I just stopped cashing them. This is going to be a more expensive race, and I will need some help. And I humbly ask at this point, and it is at hanks4colorado.com. The video has made the news. My letter to Biden's made the news. The lawsuit's worth knowing about for any citizen of Colorado. So we have good content there, and we have a strong campaign, and this is a winnable race.
All right.
Well, I think, you've got a grassroots lane, which is you, and you've got more or less an establishment lane, which is jam-packed with seven others. So I think you're these days, I am still for the next couple of days a member of the executive committee. So I may not endorse anybody, but by Monday, maybe I can.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your time today, Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to come into this race to the right of me. And I think my record in the state house at least demonstrates to people who I am, and I am who I said I was.
Yes,
and
yes.
Nothing's changing. And I'll go out on the limb about Mitch McConnell. I'm not going to vote for him, and that's just the beginning. It's very easy once you make a comment like that to stick with it. So,
All right. Charlene is saying you're the best candidate out there. Yeah, so, all right, Ron, thank you for your
time.
Thank you,
Ron.
Well, thank you both. Have a great weekend coming up. I appreciate
you
it.
Too. You too. HanksForColorado.com is the place to go for that. And I think, I think I saw Mitchell Gerber on the Zoom call. So Mitchell, if you're there, you can go ahead and unmute yourself and turn your microphone on. Oh, you are there.
Hey, Jenny, hey, Chuck, how you guys doing?
We're good. We're switching gears here, guys. But this, I think, is an important topic on a number of levels, particularly the more we read about how tied in the Biden administration is with China. And
where he's at? Is this a hostage video in a Vietnamese prison? Or what is this going on?
Well, Chuck, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm close to the Chinese border, exposing a new form of evil. And I'm risking it all to try and be with you today, because what we're about to discuss is quite profoundly heavy, but very much necessarily needed to listen to. And I'm glad to share it with you and your audience.
Mitchell is with stoporganharvesting.org. Before we get into you, you were kind enough to send us some video. So I'm going to play a little video that kind of sets, just about a minute long, I edited it a little bit, that sets the stage. So Thomas, if we could please play the China organ harvesting video.
In China, and the most outrageous example of no human rights in China is killing a peaceful community of Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs, who are Muslims, and Tibetan Buddhists, and Christians, house Christians, for their organs, kidneys, livers, and so on, and then selling the organs to wealthy Chinese or foreigners, and the people are killed in the process.
The belief that I have, I share with David Kilgore, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The Falun Gong after the Chinese regime of today, what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes.
Right. And so, Mitch, why don't you explain what is it? You've got 20 some years as an investigative journalist. What have you found is going on? What do people need to know?
Yeah, thank you, Julie and Chuck, for allowing me to come on, because many people, many mainstream media will still not touch this. Oh. I've been on the front lines for 22 years exposing the Chinese Communist Party, a reign of terror, a mass murdering regime, killing its own citizens, cutting their bodies out or cutting their organs out of their bodies while alive, and then selling their organs forcefully without any consent on a kill-to-order, state-sanctioned, on-demand campaign to fuel a multi-billion-dollar business in China by using these organs and selling them on the on the state market, on the black market, and now on the mainstream market to rich foreign donors, to medical associations, and other rich, you know, medical associations, as well as back to their own citizens, the organs of these prisoners of conscience. So I've been, Julian Chuck, on the front lines, working tirelessly, risking my life, like I said, close to the Chinese border, exposing at least 252 concentration camps and between 2,000 to 3,000 state-mandated hospitals under the Chinese military at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party and the former Chinese president of China, Jiang Zemin. And right before the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Beijing, a new form of evil, state-sanctioned murder is going on, and it needs to be stopped. So here I am, for no money, seeking no name, leaving no name, seeking no reward, exposing this. And I'm so grateful to be on your show to do so.
Well, no, we're happy to have you, because yes, the more absolutely. I looked into this, I thought, holy cow, people do need to talk about this. And because it's not, I mean, there have been international panels that have examined this, people like yourself, people with highly credentialed people saying, you know what, it's just kind of weird that all of a sudden there's this massive explosion in this extremely profitable organ harvesting program. And what they've said things, for instance, like it's, you know, they like, you can't. The turnaround is too quick. I know my sister needs a liver transplant. And so I know a little bit about how that works. And that you're just, there's no guarantee. But in China, there is a guarantee. And there's only one way to get that guarantee, and that's to kill other people for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 60 years ago, when Felix Frankfurter, a U.S. Supreme Court judge of the Jewish faith, heard that the Nazis were slaughtering Jewish people in concentration camps, his first reaction was, I can't believe that this is true. And the American society reacted to the Holocaust, believed the unbelievable. I've been on this case for the last at least 20 years, and there has been at least 52 pieces of evidence, Julian Chuck. We've just had the ChinaTribunal.com that was headed by Sir Jeffrey Nice QC, who was the prosecuting attorney for Slobodan Milosevic, the Yugoslavian dictator, and they have unanimously confirmed that these allegations are true. This is not some kidney in the bathtub story, folks. This is state-sanctioned murder done by the second the Chinese Communist Party that controls the second largest military, the second largest economy, and the largest population. It has its claws in the United Nations, the World Health Organization. The Vatican is complicit in the state-sanctioned murder of organ harvesting and pillaging. It runs that deep. And I mean, we have obviously Sleepy Joe and other world leaders who have cowardly colluded traitorously with the Chinese Communist Party, this mass murder regime that's killed more life than two world wars combined, Chuck. So there's absolutely no doubt that this is going on. And Julie, you're right. What they're doing is the Chinese Communist Party that has controlled China, the Chinese people, and the Chinese government for the last 100 years, they have been using these people's organs, state-sanctioning, killing them while they're alive. These people are not dead. They're right. Alive while the blood is flowing. And then removing the organs. So reducing waiting times of 4 to 5 years for kidneys, livers, and hearts to a matter of days.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's what they were saying. And this one of our listeners is asking, do you have a website? And it's stoporganharvesting.org, correct?
Correct. Yes, I advocate for that website. We all banner together. We have no name. All the donations for that page, they don't go to me. It just goes to the victims. Like I said, I just advocate for this wonderful site, including endtransplantabuse.org, where all the reports are.
Okay. So, and I wanted to ask a little bit about, how does this work? Because again, like you're saying, this is not that somehow the Chinese government is finding all the people who've been in an accident or something, and all of a sudden their organs are available and they just haven't given consent or their driver's license or something. These are people, as I understand it, that some of these people, the Falun Gong and other people who are in the concentration camps, they blood type them. They do all kinds of medical tests on them. So they know if someone comes in and says, look, I'm a whatever, B positive, and I need a kidney, blah, blah, blah. They have they can go through and find a match. I mean, explain how it's working.
There's a database, because all you need is a police signature to go to someone in camp number 5 as a match. You pull that victim out, you put him on a table, you cut him open while alive, a little sedation, and then you cut out the organs while alive. And the wife of a medical surgeon who testified, he said that this is a surgeon who removed 2,000 corneas from living Falun Gong practitioners. And the testimony was, well, the suffering wouldn't have been as bad if they were dead, but these people were alive. Now, I don't know if Judy and Chuck, if I could be so kind as to play on my side, because we're on Zoom, a website for a video for your listeners,
sure.
An award-winning documentary. I think it will shed more insight.
How long is it?
It's 2 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Technology than us. I have to have our producer share it.
No worries. Here we go. This is a hard-to-believe documentary. Take a look.
One of the worst crimes in history began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion, after considering everything as best we could, was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Essentially, what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course killing them in the process.
People who are expecting this to sort of just be solved naturally by all we have to do is sit back and they'll fix it, this is wrong. The West has to take a role. And the one role the West can do is say, these are our values. We cannot go beyond this. There are certain lines we can't cross. This is a red line. That's an absolute red line.
Enver Toti, the surgeon turned bus driver, says it's been 20 years since he removed the organs from that live prisoner. It remains a mystery why so few people have ever heard about the thing he says he cannot forget.
This is my experience. This is a real true story. If you keep silence, this tragedy will continue. And people, they just don't want to touch this evil. Because if you touch this evil, maybe at the end of the day, you may not be able to tackle this the consequences. That is my guess.
Wow. That's powerful.
That's from the award-winning documentary, Hard to Believe, that can be viewed for free, Julie, at www.hardtobelievemovie.com.
Okay. Say that one more time.
www.hardtobelievemovie.com.
And to clarify, so these are basically the Falun Gong. It's a religious, spiritual practice. And some of these other, it's the same thing with some of the other people. These are essentially political prisoners. They're concentration camps, right? That China has set up, but they pretend that
they are job training centers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do. That's what they claim them to be.
And so what they do is that's where they're getting organ. I mean, is that essentially where these people are coming from?
Yes, there were four groups. The Uyghur Muslims, which many people know about in Xinjiang and Urumqi province, the rounding up of these Muslim sect religious practice, the Uyghurs. You also have Free Tibet with the Dalai Lama, who have been persecuted for many years by the Chinese Communist Party, and the House Christians. But not many people, Julian Chuck, have known about the Falun Gong. The Falun Gong is more of a spiritual practice. I'm on the Jewish faith, and a lot of people have a Christian faith and a Catholic faith. Those are more religious. Falun Gong was a spiritual movement that became the largest spiritual movement, mind and body practice, meditation with its slow-moving exercises and its philosophy of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It became the largest spiritual movement in China. It was then targeted by the Chinese Communist Party, demonized as some kind of CIA-backed sinister cult in order to demonize them, vilify them, and dehumanize them in the most horrific ways in order to turn public opinion against the masses, just like Hitler did or Stalin did or any kind of mass murdering regime.
The Falun Gong at one time were encouraged by the Chinese Communist Party. They couldn't have grown like they did, and they got up to tens of millions of wons.
Yes.
And then they've been subsequently deemed a danger and a problem, and so they're persecuted. Right. But I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the Epoch Times, and the Epoch Times is one that is the members of it are Falun Gong members.
And what I was going to say with that is, and then in doing research for this interview, I came across a New York Times article slamming the Epoch Times as some sort of conspiracy theory thing. And so, like you said, your guys are fighting in terms of, the stop the organ harvesting. You're fighting not just only that it's hard to believe, but you're fighting actual misinformation, fake news being spread that it's not true, right?
Absolutely. These radical leftists are unbelievable. They are colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. There has been a database leaked, Chuck and Julie, of 2 million Chinese Communist Party agents that have been infiltrated into the multinational corporations, the criminal journalists, particularly the fake news of CNN, MSNBC, NBC, who have just outright lied and colluded with the Chinese Communist Party to demonize anything that is against the so-called CCP. It's absolutely shocking. I mean, it's treason. It really is. I mean, look at Biden. This guy is a CCP puppet.
And this is from one of our listeners, Charlene. Is there a market for their evil in the United States? For instance, like the cartel is finding market for fentanyl, child traffic in the U.S. I mean, I would imagine
you fly to China.
Yeah,
to
I mean, is there is are the are
if,
people,
if you have a liver and you want it off of one of these persons of faith and whatever they got it from, you fly to China, you pay an enormous sum, and they'll do the operation for you. I assume that's how it works.
Yeah, on a specified date. That's how horrendously evil this is. And the world knows about this. This is not like it's been going on for a year. For 20 years, guys. And they all know about it. I mean, I've been on the investigative trail for 20 years. All the evidence is confirmed. This is not some kind of conspiracy theory. This is true fact, but it has been so under the radar because there's massive amounts of money involved. Multi-billion dollar operation.
Okay, talk a little bit about that and the complicity in the West. So are there people you believe from the United States, and they'd have to be in collusion with the doctor who's going to be in collusion with the medical facilities in China? Because like you said, you don't just boom, all of a sudden you're like, oh, look, I popped a number one on the liver transplant list in China. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that actually going on, or do you have evidence that that's going on from United States to there?
Absolutely. We have all the names from the East to the West. And actually, when I was in Steve Bannon, He pressed me for the number, for the names, when I was with the good doctor. But we haven't released the names yet because it's very risky business. And I might we've received many death threats, but we're not worried about that. We just want to wait for the right time, because when this hits the fan, these are massive amounts of people and very high-ranking officials as well that are colluding with the CCP to make fortunes of money. So yeah, yes, Julie, this runs deep.
Okay. Now, and I won't ask you for the names, and I understand why. So does it work here? So for instance, if I'm somebody, because a lot of times with these transplants, sometimes it's not as life-threatening, like you said, a cornea transplant or maybe bone marrow or whatever. But if it is something that's very life-threatening, it has to happen quickly. Do they get the organ there, then bring it here? Or do I have to go there? How's that work?
You will go there, and they will find a match for you, and they will take the Falun Gong practitioner out of the camp. They've detained millions over the years, and they just take one out of the camp like a grotesque restaurant, taking a lobster out of the tank, cutting it open forcefully while alive, and then delivering the fresh organ to you within a matter of days.
There is no way then that if you're a doctor or a medical facility in the United States, to me, it seems like from what you just described, there is no way that you would not know that that's what was going on.
Well, they'll pretend.
They will pretend 100%. And if I may, I have a clip that is, because people cannot really believe that this is going on, a lot of people. But that's why I like to just target the skeptics, because when you have the skeptics on board and on your side, then everything is going to be revealed. I wanted to just play a minute clip of the United Nations confirming this, if I may, for you. Because there's so much going on, but I think your listeners will appreciate this. This is the United Nations. Here we go. This is the Human Rights Council.
The Vice President, the Durban Declaration affirms the urgent need to prevent, combat, and eliminate all forms of trafficking in persons, including organ trafficking. China Tribunal, a people's tribunal chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice, considered all available evidence and concluded that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, including the religious and ethnic minorities of Falun Gong and Uyghurs, had been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and that it continues today. This involves hundreds of thousands of victims. Acting on independent legal advice, the tribunal concluded that commission of crimes against humanity against Falun Gong and Uyghurs had been proved beyond reasonable doubt, victim for victim, and death for death, cutting out the hearts and other organs from living, blameless, harmless, peaceable people, constitutes one of the worst mass atrocities of this century. Organ transplantation to save life is a scientific and social triumph, but killing the donor is criminal. Government and international bodies must do their duty not only in regard to the possible charge of genocide, but also in regard to crimes against humanity, which the tribunal does not consider to be less heinous. It is the legal obligation of UN member states and the duty of this council to address this criminal conduct. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
And these were the members of the China Tribunal. All the evidence is there.
And of course, the UN got right on that, right? The UN and the World Health Organization,
they got right on it. Yeah, they ignored the largest petition to stop this organ harvesting. And the Chinese Communist Party controls four specialized units of the United Nations, as well as the World Health Organization. It's shocking to me. But extinction before a loss of profit, extinction of life before a loss of profit, Julie.
Right.
Oh, let me ask you. You'll have lots of enemies, and they must. What do they claim is your motivation? Your bad motivation for coming up with what they would call is a phony conspiracy.
Well, obviously, you know what? They want to shut it down, Chuck, and they want to kill me and murder a certain amount of people in China for exposing this. But, you know, I believe in this. To fail to support the righteous or the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And, you know, we don't do this for no name, no donations, no recognition. We just do it because it's the right thing to do. And they've tried. The Chinese Communist Party has threatened me. I've involved in assassination attempts. I've been had to, when I was on the coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Falun Gong in the British Parliament. They try to shut us down as well, but they can succeed. Every time the Chinese...
What do they say is your bad motive? I just wonder what they claim on the other side is your bad motive. If I went to a CCP Chinese member, I said, well, you know, what about this organ harvesting? What would they say?
We're being political. We're trying to overthrow the government. We're conspiracy radical extremists here. We hate China. We're anti-Chinese people. All this nonsense.
Yeah. You know, and that's, I mean, and we've only got a couple more minutes. We could, as you know, I wish.
Well,
we had
let me ask you,
time.
What are you doing in Vietnam? Why Vietnam?
Well, because I was working with certain groups who were exposing the CCP, and our offices got shut down. And then I went into teaching and rescuing children from child traffickers.
Wow. What about, you know, we talk about, Charlene had asked about child trafficking here. Do you think, I mean, if they're making money in China doing it, it wouldn't take much, it would seem to me, for another criminal cartel to think about doing the same thing. Is this going on in other places too, do you think?
Not to the extreme that is going on in China. There's no other regime that's using state-sanctioned murder. It's military and its entire hospitalization and secret police and one quarter of China's gross domestic profit to eradicate a group of people, at least 100 million people from the shores of China. But there is human trafficking, of course, around the world. But China, with the state-sanctioned organ harvesting, it's a new form of evil.
Well, and you're right, it would take a whole state. Like we said, you have to have the whole medical test. And I guess you're right. If you're a criminal cartel, you know, you don't have all of that sophistication.
Well, so obviously the Winter Olympics are coming up in Beijing. It would seem like an important time for you to get your message out.
Absolutely, Chuck. But I can tell you, these people are real cowardly for allowing China to have this. Anastasia Lin, Julie, is Miss World Canada, and she was forbidden to actually participate in the Miss World in China. So she used her crown for good and to expose this devilish nature. So God bless her. But we're doing everything we can to bring a light this evil against the spiritual movement, the Falun Gong and others. So I'm just so grateful to be with you and Chuck, because not many will allow us to come on.
All right. Yeah, I bet ABC, they're not going to probably get into that in their little human interest segments about the Olympics. So, well, listen, thank you, Mitch. One more time, tell people, if people want to help find out more information, list a couple websites. Why don't you tell us what those are again?
Absolutely. Just, you know, and awareness is so important. Stoporganharvesting.org. If you want to learn more about what Falun Gong is, why it's been persecuted and the organ harvesting against it, and watch incredible documentaries for free as well, FalunInfo.net, FalunInfo.net, and where the reports are from, particularly the skeptics, endtransplantabuse.org, and I think that would be great.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on at 6 a.m.
That's right. Our listeners are saying thank you. They love you. So thank you. Good luck. And you know, we'll have you on again, maybe as it gets closer to the Olympics too, just to keep getting the word out.
God bless you guys. You're wonderful. I love your show, and you're doing a tremendous job. And you're the patriots and the courageous people, because if it wasn't for you, you know, our world would be down the toilet. So keep on fighting the good fight, Chuck and Julie.
You too.
God bless you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day there. All right. Mitchell Gerber there. You had the websites. I hope everybody got them. If they didn't, let us know. Email me and we can get it to you.
He was impressive.
That was great. That was great.
As you know, our Party Friday, but that was really important message to get out.
That's right. So want to thank Mitchell. Want to thank Ron Hanks. Want to thank the folks, great folks at BBS. Everybody listening on Zoom, we love having you on Zoom. And everybody, remember, you miss a show, you can catch everything at chuckandjulie.com. Now we're off to Party Friday. See you Monday.
Bye-bye, everybody.